I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, joined by the newest Eagles cornerback, Byron Maxwell, a six-year deal to be a Philadelphia Eagle. Day one at the NovaCare Complex. How's it going?
Man, it's going great, man. Long day, but a blessed day.
Yeah, I think you look great in green.
I think I do too, though.
It brings out your eyes.
What green is this?
This is midnight green.
Midnight green.
You will not find it on any palette.
Okay.
It is unique to the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right. It looks good on me.
It feels good, doesn't it? Well, how flattering was it, Byron, to go through this process and to, I guess, leading, you know, we all read all these reports leading into free agency that you were going to be the cornerback out there. What was it like for you?
It was an exciting process, opportunity. It was only, I only thought of thinking the positive was about to come. So, and I feel great to be here.
You know, in the NFL, I've always believed this, everybody's super talented. And you see some first-round picks don't make it. You see some sixth-round picks who make it. Why have you made it?
Really, I think it's just, you know, the environment I was in really spawned for me to, like, get there. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you this. Is what you're talking about, because when the Eagles played Seattle here, and I watched the way everybody rallied around each other, there was a great brotherhood on your sideline. Is that what you're talking about when you talk about environment?
Yes. I think they have it here, too, though. Yeah. They have it here, so it was an easy transition to come here. I see that in everybody here.
What is, if you were to ask, what does the Legion of Boom mean to you, and what's it meant to your career?
You know, the Legion of Boom really helped me with my career. These guys, you know, they're leaders. So it's easy, like, easy to come to work today, come to work, because you see that passion in those guys they play with. So it was a fun time to be there. I enjoy my time there.
Yeah, but that's over with.
That's over with.
Where's the ring? You don't wear the ring?
I don't wear the ring. Really? I want another one.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, because we want one here in Philadelphia. When did you fall in love with the game of football?
Fifth grade, elementary school.
When I was, is that right?
Yeah. I mean, just watching Barry Sanders, you know, Deion Sanders play back in those days. So he fell in love with it then. Yeah.
Did you go from being a ball carrier to being a hitter? Did you play offensive football in your early days?
I did, but I always loved, like, cornerback and, like I said, Deion.
Yeah.
Like, that was always, like, a guy I watched just coming up.
What makes for a great cornerback, Byron? The way the rules are, it's so difficult in the NFL to be physical. It's everything now is very much technique and blending that with natural skills. How do you have success out there?
I think it's just instinct and confidence, really. Because at the end of the day, guys are going to catch balls on you, but you got to be able to come back and bounce back. And okay, you caught that one, but catch another one. So I think really it's confidence. That's the biggest key to me.
How would you describe your demeanor on the field? Are you a trash talker? Are you a quiet guy? Are you a boisterous guy? What do you like?
I'm silent, but I'm a killer.
Yeah, you're a killer. Yeah, you better be. We need it out here. So you mentioned in the press conference you had earlier about playing press coverage, and can you kind of talk about the technique here and in layman's terms so fans can understand what kind of technique you think you'd be playing here?
Press, mostly. Press bail.
So it means get up in the line of scrimmage, get your hands on the receiver, and then turn and run.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you try to reroute them.
Okay.
Off the line, and you know, so you mess up their timing, because offense, you know, it's all about timing for the most part. But you get that done, and then you can create some success. You can maybe get the ball.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, I admire you, man. I think cornerbacks in the NFL, every week you're going up against a great receiver, and you're right. You're going to give up some plays because that's just the way the NFL is. Where'd that mentality come from, just to be a strong, confident guy?
I don't know. It's just in me. I guess I'm just one of them things. It just happens, you know. It come about.
Yeah. You got it.
Yeah.
You think you'll let anything get you down, do you?
No, I mean, you got to move on. Really, really do, though. That's about life. It teaches you everything.
Yeah.
This game.
Well, I know that when you get to Philadelphia, you and Walter and Chris Maragos, little Seattle reunion here, Maragos says he can bench press both you guys out of the building, so you got a lot to work for.
He's not faster than me, though, so.
So he can run, but he can't hide. Is that the way it is?
Exactly.
Yeah, well, hey,
he can hide, but he can't run.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Great to meet you. Look forward to working with you. Congratulations on the deal. And let's have fun in Philadelphia.
Thank you, man.
Let's get one of those rings.
Get one of these rings, man.
Byron Maxwell, thanks for joining me here.
Thank you.